This is Brandon.
Blog Talk USA. Are you tired of waiting for change? Tune into Blog Talk USA. Let your voice be heard on Blog Talk USA.
This is Brandon Johnson, yours truly, the Gap Tooth Guru of Gumbo. This is Thursday night at 8, and you are in Blog Talk USA's one and only show with the most, the Gumbo Mix Show. I am excited tonight to bring you the topic on truth and accuracy as we close out the Audacity of Hope series that we've been doing on this transitional period of new leadership in the government of the United States. Not that I stood beside every one of the leaders in the world, but this one in particular, I am in the resistance movement, and it looks like the truth is coming out, and we have a fight on our hands that seems to be getting easier. So without further ado, I'm going to, like we always do, play our Negro National Anthem, and we'll be right back in your ear in a second. Listen to this.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high. Loud as the Lord's sea.
Truly, Brandon Johnson, the Gap Tooth Guru of Gumbo Mix Show, right here on Blog Talk USA. Tonight, our topic is truth and accuracy. We are going to hit you with some facts of Black history, but we're not going to do it right at the top of the show. I want to ask for you guys to do something special tonight at the top of the show. I want to provide everybody that's out there listening a chance to meditate, a chance to pray, a chance to reflect on some things that are going on. We have a great world we live in, but we also have very negative things in this world. Illness and sickness is one of them. Another one of the things that goes on in this world is that we have people who are sometimes mean and hateful. So what I want to ask you to do tonight, those of you that are listening, start off the show. I just want to take a few seconds and I want to reflect on all of the things that have happened in our lives and have happened with our family's lives. Number two, I want to take time out to just hopefully push some positive energy out of you into the rest of the atmosphere. And then number three, I want those of you that do, I want you to pray real quickly for all the people in your life that need to be touched. This is how I want to start off the show this week. Just something I feel impelled to do. One, because my dad is real sick. And number two, because I got a good buddy in the hospital and he doesn't seem to be recovering right now. And both my father, Willie Joe Johnson, and my buddy, John Cisco Allen. And I'm pretty sure you guys have somebody in your family right now that needs a special touch. So if we could, let's just take a few seconds of silence in meditation, prayer, and reflection. All right. Thank y'all. I hope I feel some of that positive energy coming to you. I hope that you feel it coming to you as well. What we need to do with this whole thing we call the world is push out as much positive energy as we can. I don't think that you can find happiness anywhere. I believe it's really inside. I believe that you can't necessarily find God out there in the atmosphere. I believe everything that you have that you need to access has already been put in. So I hope that y'all took time to reflect on that, because tonight, I don't know. It depends on if we get some of y'all to participate. We are live, not only here on Blog Talk Radio's Blog Talk USA, but we're also live, hello world, out there on Facebook Live. So big shout out to my cousin Katana. I see you, Keisha in Natchitoches, Dern in Longview, Josh in Longview, Shakiva in Longview. Thank you all for listening in there on Facebook. But if you want to tune in to the show and you have something you just have to get off your chest, the number to dial to get into the Gumbo Mix is 515-605-9375. Now, tonight's topic, truth and accuracy. Truth is not hard to find if you walk in the light, that is. And the problem is that so many sources of information have darkness around them that it's hard for them to tell the truth straight. With accuracy, accuracy gets lost when the truth is stretched or avoided. I look forward to conversing about realness and honesty tonight. And you can always hit us up with questions either here in the Facebook app of Live at the Gumbo Mix page, or you can always call in. And that number to call in and share with everyone is 515-605-9375. Now, the hot topic of the day is truth. And I'm not talking about alternative facts. We are living in, I don't know if it's the Twilight Zone. I don't know if this is one of those things where real life has suspended and animation has taken over. Like, sometimes I feel like when I'm watching, which I don't much anymore. I'm less and less am I watching TV, and I have almost completely cut out news cable and I do watch some local news, but the cable news, it's so convoluted, leaning in different directions, that I don't have time to be focusing on folks telling me their view from the right, and then folks telling me their view from the left. I don't have time for that. I can make up my own opinion. You just give me the facts, give me the truth, and then let me do what I do with it. You know, that's all I need from my news sources. So as we talk about truth and accuracy, we have to really take a lot of the blinders on our eyes off. Big ups to Daryl and Angela for tuning in on Facebook. Yeah. These things that we're dealing with, yes, they require a spiritual intersection, an interference. So many things that I can say, but basically, we need a spiritual awakening to realize what we have going on. Number two, we have to have the ability to voice our concerns about what we see and what we hear when people are telling us lies or telling lies on us, that we have to rise above it. There is no way that you can deal with what we deal with as regular individuals on this planet with the times that people are actually just willing and able to say anything about anybody and think it won't get back to them. I can think of probably in the last 3 years, over 20 times something was said that I said that I clearly didn't say or do. And then it went to a person, and then that person is upset with me because they believe whoever told them something was telling them the truth about me. And then finally, when we have that open and honest conversation, you learn that, you know, wait a minute, I don't even know what you're talking about. So let's backtrack. Where did you hear this? Most people aren't willing to say their source. If you ever have a conversation with you and it's about something that's serious or it involves you directly, my hand to the Bible, to the Quran, whatever, my hand to the Almighty God, that I will tell you where I heard it from. And it's always them or they, right? But we're in a world now that people will tell you a lie right to your face and say, yeah, I said it, and then believe it. And I'm not just talking about this 45 office. I'm talking about things that you and I see every single day. The truth is kind of hard because people don't want to be free. People don't want to, you know, fly through life not worrying about looking over their shoulder. They don't really want that. What they want is to have a safe and comforting arm of support in a crowd of people where they can always turn to somebody to help. I think we often get in the crowd to turn to somebody for a crutch. But when we do that, we don't really stand on our own 10 toes. So if we're not standing on our own 10 toes, there's no possible way you can be truthful about your strength and your ability because you're always leaning on somebody else. Now, I know that's the status quo. I know that's a comfortable place. I know that we need people around us. I'm not saying we don't need them. But if you are enabling yourself by becoming codependent on others to support you in your dealings or needing approval from other people in order to be able to be your best, shout out to James and Scott for tuning in, then you really are getting off to a slow start. I mean, really, because a slow start is going to happen when you try to do things on your own 10 toes. You need support. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with support. But when you're standing on your own, you know how much you can take and how much you can't take, right? And when you know how much you can take and how much you can't take, then that can't take part, if you have a spiritual connection The truth will make up for the shortcomings that you have. For instance, if we're playing a baseball game and I lie to you and I say I'm a great hitter, right? And we get out there and the balls start getting pitched and I can't hit the side of a barn with a bat, then eventually you'll realize that this person can't hit. It's not just having a bad day. This person can't hit. But when you put a person that is like that in a situation where there's other people that they have told that believe in them, that even if it's a lie, hey, Marnice, I see you. Even if it's a lie, if those other people send their positive energy to you and support you, you might hit the ball. Hell, you might even hit a home run out of the park and never could hit before. What's up, kinfolk? I see you, Cortez. So if you accidentally hit a ball after you've told everybody the lie that you're a great hitter, and then you may accidentally hit again another time, there are a group of people that will think you're an excellent hitter. They will say, you know what? We're going to be winners. Because this person told us we're winners. This person told us they're a great hitter. And they've hit the ball a couple of times. But a majority of the time, they did. I'm not talking about people like but they hit tons of home runs because they're still a great hitter. I'm talking about people who are false flagging that they are doing something they're not. And so the truth, or they can take it and convolute it and make it to something that fits their agenda. I can't fathom a world continually being as it is, as what we see in our national, our federal government level. Just today, a few minutes before I turned on the show, you came in the studio here at the Gumbo Mix, if you don't have it, where are you going to get it? It's going to be expensive to go get it from somewhere else. Or are you going to completely destroy, you know, our water resources, our oxygen resources to get it? Basic elements of survival. You're going to destroy them just to be comfortable. The answer is yes. And the answer is that in a few years, in a not so distant future,